Good morning, Big Tow Man. Here we are in Bumfuckistan. And I don't know what sort of resolution I've got on this fucking video, but this road, nice road, but it's got an interesting combination of dryness and gravel, like a sort of an averaged the gravel size is a certain sort of range, and then it sort of drops down to like a very sandy sort of coarse sand, and then a dust, and found myself along these roads where the car was like driving on sort of like driving on mud. It was sort of like driving on marbles, you know, and so as a result of that, the car was starting to swim, like it was starting to sort of very gently fishtail, as in the force required to push that car through to make a hole through the air was offset by the amount of sort of friction, you know, needed to transmit that energy to the ground, from the energy to the ground via the tyres. And because the surface was sort of fine gravel, fine coarse sort of sand sort of stuff, what happened was it's one of those lovely situations where just because you can go around a corner fast doesn't mean you ought to, or just back there, and that means that you know, because you can't sort of, you haven't got clear vision of what's coming the other way, doesn't mean you sort of should go racing around the corner, because if you have to hit the brakes and then fucking, you know, where's this? Yeah, because of the nature of this fucking surface, that at speed, the faster you go, the more power is required to punch a hole through the air, and the more required force is required to sort of be transmitted to the ground. And because of the very sort of loose nature, you know, of this surface being mostly sort of coarse sand and fine fucking gravel, the tyres have a tendency to sort of roll over the surface, meaning that the ground itself and the stuff between and the stuff between the hard surface and the tyre was actually sort of rolling away from underneath the tyre, so that meant that every time that there's a little bit of a side wind or there's a bit of a slope to the road or whatever, that the car would tend to slide round a bit like a skateboard, you know what I mean? Like a skateboard that sort of rolls in any sort of direction. And so the car was getting into what you call sort of fishtailing. And I thought, this is no good at all, because the back end of the car starts sliding out to the right and you overcorrect, you'll very shortly find yourself going sideways and then, you know, either going off the fucking road or the car's rolling, you know. And so you have to fucking make course corrections that are extremely fine, you know, and aimed at correcting the direction of the car over, say, 100 metres, you know, and slowing down quite quickly in the process, you know, naturally sort of saying, well, you know, rather than doing any sort of abrupt turns, you know what I mean? Rather than doing any abrupt changes of speed and direction, just allowing the car to sort of use the engine as a brake and therefore make the front end of the car, which is heavy, go forward by like a little bit of sort of the retarding effect of the back wheels slightly sort of dragging, you know, acting as the brake from the back of the car, you know. Quite an adventure. So, you know, when that's the thing about driving, you know, I was talking to someone about this. I said, you know, dirt roads are actually very sort of dynamic sort of surfaces because they change with wear and tear and the ingredients used in them. You know, the clay and the gravel and the silt, you know, and the sand and shit. And how the relative sort of humidity of the fucking materials, you know, whether it's rained on and firm, you know, or dry and dusty, you know. So yeah, I was having to think about that. How's that fucking the Australian Federal Police are using directed energy fucking sound weapons, you know? Against innocent people at Parliament House, you know? And I got into about the sort of mandate, you know, the vaccine sort of fucking mandates and shit, you know. And this is where a friend told me to go fishing. And so what happens is, you know, these cunts, these fucking Australian Federal Police, thought, oh yeah, yeah, we'll just wheel this out and turn this on the fucking crowds, the crowds that aren't doing anything wrong, and just see what happens, you know. And I'm not directly linked with any of them in any way, but I've played, well, not played, but paid a great deal of close attention to what's sort of going on in terms of, you know, acoustic lensing and beam shaping and all this other sort of shit. And You know, they've got these machines that basically, the lens is a big glass sort of sphere, and by focusing sound energy, at certain sort of strengths and frequencies and depths within the body, they can actually break up kidney stones, you know? And so the machine sits there going tick, 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 but it's actually the lensing system on it is actually focusing that sound, so it's like an acoustic sort of fucking hammer. They are breaking up the kidney stones in the kidneys, you know. Pretty amazing stuff, you know. And with the denial of area weapons, acoustic weapons, it's a long time since I've looked at this stuff, and so my memory isn't terribly fresh. But at the time, I found that it was very interesting on how to shape sound so that it would go, so that it wouldn't sort of, you know how if you turn on a light bulb, well, the light just goes out in sort of all directions, so to speak, you know, without getting too fucking nitpicky, you know. And what happens is the... Jeez, it was a long time ago, and I'm real vague on it, you know. But they worked out how to, yeah, I think it was these sorts of roads where the cars just start swimming, you know, at 100 k's now, you know. So you just sit down and just sort of... Second time around, I'm sitting on about 60, you know. So what happened was they could actually get a fairly coherent sort of beam. By coherent, I mean it was sort of direct, like a spotlight, you know, that had sort of very narrow beam angle, and so that sound would, eventually the signal would sort of gradually begin to disperse and get soaked up by the air and the environment and all this other sort of shit. But yeah, they could shape the fucking sound, the shape of the beam. So, yeah, it's very clever. There's an old dead roo there. And so it was very clever on how they did this. And so Yeah, it's very clever. Lost in thought. Yeah, but the thing was that the fucking Australian Federal Police were doing this to the people in their own country. They said, oh, we'll just fucking wheel this out and start attacking the fucking people with, you know, sonic fucking weapons, you know?